Good morning, and thank you all for calling in to the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Radio Show. And my name is Special Butler, and our guest today will be Jada Williams, who is from Miami, Florida, and is a multiple business owner, a wife, a mother, and a career changer. And we're going to be discussing how your desire, your organization, subconscious, and your subconsciousness goes hand in hand with your business plan. I'm going to go on commercial break, and when we get back, we will have Jada come on the line and talk to us about how she used Think and Grow Rich in her business, along with her business plan.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning. I would like to introduce our guest on today. Her name is Jada Williams, and she is from Miami, Florida. She is a owner of two businesses and also is a wife, mother, and involved in multiple business endeavors. So, good morning, Jada. How are you on this morning?
Good morning. I am good. I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show as a guest speaker.
Oh, no problem, because I was introduced to you about 2 weeks ago, and I learned about you and what you do and what you have going on. So I would like for you to just explain to our callers on this morning of how you use Think and Grow Rich in your businesses that you own, and also give us a little bit of info on the businesses and what you do.
Okay. My first business adventure, well, my career started off in logistics. I have over 10 years of experience in international global logistics, basically being the behind-the-scenes coordinating how you are able to receive or walk into the airport, and there's beautiful merchandise for you to purchase. So I was a part of that team, and I excelled very well in that field. And I just basically took everything that I was learning as a business development manager in logistics and started off my own companies. You mentioned that I'm married. I'm married to Gary and William. So with my husband, we came up with a trucking company called GKW Transportation. So we have entry level or beginning stages of trucking, logistics, transportation, domestic, delivering loads all over the country. That was the first business that I ventured off and started without a big Fortune 500 company backing me. And I really, really just took everything I learned in the trucking part of my beginning stages of my career and dispatching and carrier sales and bringing in accounts and having been that middle broker between the transportation and the company, and basically formed our trucking company. Then next, I started Kiss LS Inc. That's been around for the last 2 years, but more so on the back end or behind the scenes as business support to small businesses, startup businesses, or current businesses, what they already have going on. Basically, my job is to come in, much as I did in logistics, come in, learn your company from top down, up and down, speak with you, see where you're trying to go, outline your goals, and basically the question is, what keeps you up at night? So It's not that I'm reinventing the wheel. I'm just bringing added value services to what you currently have going on. And we just make sure that the like synergies and everything assist with promoting your goal. You know, basically every executive, like or new person to a company, they always like to look good, but they're being pulled in so many different hats. Well, let me be that support. And basically I do the work for you. You turn it in, you go get your A. I give you the cliff notes, kind of common layman's term. I give you the cliff notes version of what you're trying to do, help you get there. And I really enjoy coming up with solutions coming from logistics. You know, everything is really fast paced and on the move. Business is forever training, quotes, this might be the hottest trend or this might be the quickest way to get to Shanghai. You know, things are always changing. So just being a part of that movement and involvement, it grooms me to always be ready for change and to be on my feet with providing solutions. I've also been a part of several different business endeavors, assisting clients from Miami, Florida, all the way to Lakeland, some in Jacksonville, where they were first startup companies and they sought my services. I come in and I help them get their structure together and actually execute their plan. So I really enjoy what I do.
Thank you so much, Jada, for sharing that. So my question to you is, how do you think and grow rich? What chapters from, you know, the book Think and Grow Rich has helped you with your business plans and your business endeavors that you are involved in?
Before I started reading the book, I was a planner, and I wrote down a lot of things. Well, I thought that I was organized, and, you know, you think you can never take on that spirit as you know everything or you know it all. So Think and Grow Rich helped me to stay grounded, helped me to know and to say that, hey, there's always a new way to look at something. You have to come back, reevaluate, write it down, make it a plan, even though, you know, you type it up, write it down, but write it down for yourself. Take those minutes out of your day, time out of your day where you can focus on what you need to do as a part of your plan. So when I think about Think and Grow Rich and how it has walked hand in hand with my business plan, I love to think about the chapter 3 on faith and desire, because without faith and desire, it's very, very hard for me being a mother, or it would have been very, very hard for me being a mother to just get up and say, I'm going to transition my career, that stability of getting my my biweekly paycheck and just go start my own business. No, I had to sit down. I had to think about it within. I had to plan it out. I had to have the desire, the ambition within myself to say, I really want to be an entrepreneur. I really want to see my dreams, my goals. I don't want corporate America to put a price tag or a ceiling on my talent. When it's my talent that's making them those millions or those thousands of dollars a month, and I just get a percentage of it, which is good if I was happy with going into a routine, just settling for that. I also looked around my office and I noticed no one really retires from my role. You either top out, you stay in, and everyone goes on their merry little way and either start a business or they retire. Well, I'm very young, I would like to think, and I'm very ambitious. Mm-hmm. So I just really incorporated that desire, having the faith to walk by faith and reach my goals. Then a really good chapter for me was chapter 4, the audio suggestion. You know, it's always speaking about the subconscious and how the subconscious plays a very, very important role in your business plan. And that's one thing that's different from college. College didn't teach me that. You know, I took classes in college. I graduated. I have multiple degrees. But when you come out of college, everyone thinks, okay, I got my degree. Now where's my big job? It does not work like that. You have mm-hmm. to go out. You have to work. There are steps, you know, to reaching your goal. in my MBA program, they didn't tell me to, you know, write down your plans, say your affirmations, put it in your dreams. Well, Think and Grow Rich had me thinking, you know, dang, am I really as ambitious as I say I am? I'm not dreaming about this. You know, Think and Grow Rich have you thinking, I need to wake up, I need to eat this, I need to breathe this, I need to drink it, I need to dream about it, I need to unconsciously be coming up with ideas and making strides and movements to reach my goal, totally embodying what you're trying to do. And I really, really gravitated towards that, and I'm currently practicing it every day to this day. Another chapter that really stuck out for me thus far is specialized knowledge. In chapter 5, you know, going back to using the analogy of college gives you a general thinking, a general basis of education, but there is a reason why you pick a major. You know, always look for a way to have that specialized knowledge and the extra training and groom your field. Always know the hottest trends or what's latest and the greatest and current things going on in your industry. I always want to be, and just coming from prior experiences, you know, I would say I'm your expert advisor. Now, as a 33-year-old, I really know what that means to be your expert advisor. So when I say it now, it has different meaning from when I said it when I was 28, fresh in corporate America. Yes, now I can say I'm your expert advisor. I have my head up, my shoulders back, and I know for a fact I'm your expert advisor because I've taken the time to go get the extra books to learn about and stay abreast on my field and what I'm doing in the industry.
Well, thank you, Jada, so much. And, again, if we have any callers that would like to participate or have any comments they would like to make, then go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and I will open up your mic. And, Jada, I would have to agree with you because before I was introduced into Think and Grow Rich, like you said, how it has the 6 steps, like to find your exact amount of money you want and determine what you intend and things like that, I didn't have any, like, when I read that, I felt so I was so unsure, like, I wasn't really motivated on what I wanted to do because I didn't know how much money I wanted to make. I didn't know to determine, you know, or establish a defined date. You know, I didn't have none of that stuff planned out, you know. So when I read my book, I'm just like, wow, like, this book made me realize that I really need to, like, get it together. Like, you know what I'm saying? I really need to just get in. Yeah, I really need to just, like, flush it. What do you really want to do, and are you sure this is what you really want to do? Because after I read the book and I read it 6 steps, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just agreeing. Yes, I totally agree. Right. It really makes you, like you said, you think you have your plan together, but when you rethink and grow rich, like I said, I had a business plan. I had 2-3 business plans. But after I read Think and Grow Rich, it made you dot every I, break that business plan down to the millisecond, to the fiber, because in my business plan, my life goals, I just want to be able to provide for my family and live wealthy and not have to struggle. But at the end of the day, what does that really mean? How much money will it take, or how much effort will it take for me to get there, to be able to provide and take care of my family the way that I want to? Think and Grow Rich said, hey, you can't just say I want to be a thousandaire, or I want to be a millionaire, or I want to be a billionaire. Think and Grow Rich says, write the exact number down. Write the exact number down, and then you say it to yourself every morning, every afternoon, every night before you go to bed.
Right. This book really, it makes you think. It kind of forces you to think. Because after I read it, I'm like, wow, like, you have to, that's why I encourage the book Think and Grow Rich, because you have to actually sit here and actually have to plan. You have to write it out. You have to have a plan. Because if you don't, like what chapter 6 talks about in Think and Grow Rich, organized planning, you have to have a plan. Because if you don't know what you're doing, and especially if you're not really sure, you're kind of back and forth with thoughts. I mean, I'm not
like, where are you going to start? Like, how do you plan on getting there if you don't have a plan or you have the desire to actually do it? So
right.
We have a caller. Thank you, Jada, so much for, you know, talking to us and giving us your inputs. So we have a caller on the line. Last four digits is 0184. So I'm going to open up her mic and allow her to add her comments. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Yes, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And I'm so excited this morning listening to Jada and just understanding that you must have a dream and have a dream come true. And the fact that this book is helping you, Jada, to get to that point in your life for your business and your family. Can you share with us your favorite portion of the book? And then I think Special will be going to commercial. Thank you.
I guess right now my favorite portion of the book, one that I may have shared before, I'm not sure, but on page 47 in the chapter of desire, chapter 2, the first couple of lines is the difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. That's deep because, as Ms. Ann said, you know, I'm making my dreams a reality. And so many times you're looking and searching for something and you know that it's out there, but you're really not ready to receive it. So we may think that, you know, the universe is against us. No, the universe is preparing you to be ready for that opportunity when it comes your way, as long as you stay in your lane and stay focused on what you have going on and stay focused to your dream, your desire, and your plan. So it's good to always just self-evaluate and go back and check, and, you know, check yourself. If you would, you know, instead of thinking, oh, this passed me by, it may not have passed you by, or, oh, I can't find it. It may be hidden for a reason because you're not ready for it. You're not ready to receive it. So I really, really like that as part of the book. And then I like my next favorite part would be when it's talking about the subconscious. You know, don't be too shy. We all watch the show that Gabrielle Union's in, and she writes her sticky notes all over the walls. Well, I used to do that, but then I'll take them down because I'm even too shy to do it in front of my husband. That's crazy thinking. No, write those thoughts down. Put it into the air. Put it into the universe. And as you keep doing those things, it's working in your subconscious. So it's like reconfirmation of things that you know that you should be doing, but maybe you're uncomfortable to do it. Or maybe you think, maybe you're a little shy, or maybe you think you're crazy. It's okay. Be crazy. Be whatever it takes to reach your goal, to reach your dream, to reach whatever it is you wrote down. Now today I know there's no way I was going to be a millionaire, no matter how many business plans I typed up. Yes, I typed up a lot for other people. I might help them be a billionaire before myself. Who wants to do that in business? Yes, I'm great at supporting everyone else, but my own business isn't, you know, at that level that I wanted at. So it really, really gives me that extra confirmation and confidence that, hey, keep on walking in your lane, doing what you're doing, and have clarity. And don't be shy. Just put those sticky notes up, say your affirmation, and it is what it is. It will come true.
Thank you so much, Jada. And remember, if we have any other callers on the line who would like to participate, you can always just press one of your keypad, and we'll be happy to hear your comments. We're going to go on commercial break. And hopefully when we get back, we will have callers who will be participating with us.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, The Original Version, Restored and Revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Hello, yes, we are back. And again, I would just like to thank everybody for calling into the show. And I would also like to give a special thank you to Jada Williams for being on the show and allowing herself to take time out of her day to talk to us about her business plan and how she used Think and Grow Rich in the businesses that she's in right now. And I just like to say that Think and Grow Rich really is, I encourage this book so much because it really is a good book. And like I said before, it really forces you to think and it forces you to plan and know exactly what you want to do and actually get into details of your business plan. And I would also like to thank Miss Ann McNeil, who is also on the line with us, because she is also a big part of this and also helped me come to a realization of what I want to do and my business and my career and my future and things like that. So I'd like to thank everybody for calling into the show. I know this wasn't a very long show today, but it looks as if we have a caller by the name of Robin, so I'm going to open up her mic. Hello, Robin.
Good
how
morning.
Are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm loving the show. But I have a question for Ms. Jada. And the question would be, in her quest for greatness, I'm sure she has ran into some opposition. How did she use the principles of Think and Grow Rich to overcome any opposition? Would be my question.
Jada. Hello, Jada.
Hi. Thank you, Robin, for your question. And that's a good question because, you know, there's always the face of opposition when no matter how much positiveness you have going on or energy. And what I do is I stand my ground. I'm not shy. I have the passion and the desire and the faith enough to know, and it's implanted in my subconscious enough to know, and I'm organized enough to know that, hey, if you're seeking my business, and as long as I stand in my lane and go by my business outline or my business structure, and I will demand that respect from you and receive, and maybe you will open up to me. You know, a lot of times opposition could be for age. People know that you're as diverse or as well abreast of the information or the services that they're seeking, because I may come in and look a little younger, or I may be a female compared to my counterpart that I'm having the meeting with. You know, a lot of execs are males. So a lot of times you play that, oh, let me see if you're qualified game. So I play a little bit with you, and I just let my personality kill them and bring them in and reel them in to me. But that specialized knowledge, it'll always hit home because, you know, people can say and do one thing, but numbers never lie. And at the end of the game, it sells. So if my numbers and everything is producing, I have that specialized knowledge, that training right there, and I just always hold dear to that, and it always ends up showing its head, I say, in whatever meeting I may have or whatever opposition I may have with someone or a company. I always go back to just standing my ground and specialized knowledge.
Okay, I have one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You touched on the subconscious mind, and you also mentioned that you have a lot of sticky notes and you just, you know, put things everywhere to see. Is there anything else that you do on a regular basis to feed your mind these positive thoughts?
Yes, outside of that, you know, I'll get up in the morning, I'll say my morning affirmations, and actually, thanks to Miss Ann, I'll give Miss Ann credit there. I thought that I was doing good as a mom and a wife, having my day started at 7, ready to go. When I met Miss Ann, she was like, no, sweetheart, and, you know, that's good, but that's you could do better. And I'm like, huh? You can get up at 5. What's wrong with 5? What's wrong with 4? And I'm thinking, what? No, I stay up all night. I work. And she's like, yes, but instead of you working at nighttime, why don't you start your day earlier? Be ready. And I really, really took that tip from Miss Ann. And I'm thinking to myself, why did it take Miss Ann to tell me that? Why do you? Because you get comfortable. You know, that becomes your routine. That becomes normal to me. When 5 years ago, I was in the Army. We had to get up no matter what at 4 a.m. and go to bed at 9, whether I wanted to at night or not when I first went to boot camp. So when Miss Ann said, you need to be up at 5, hey, that sparked something in me. Maybe I do need to be up at 5. So I started being up at 5 every morning, and now I have time to get my prayers, my confirmation, myself inside spiritually together, and that time to devote to myself in the mornings before I get ready to devote myself to everyone else. You know, in the mornings now, I have a deposit within me that I can pull strength from throughout my day, and I'm not just giving. So I really thank Miss Ann for planting that seed in me, and it goes right along with Think and Grow Rich. That 5 a.m. really does a big difference for me, and I love it.
Wonderful. You know, Miss Ann, she's the reason for a lot of us being on this call, and I can honestly say she has everything to do with my success, and I'm talking about mental, physical, spiritual, business savvy sense, and I want to thank her as well. So that's all for my questions, but again, I love the show, and thank you so much, Jada, for sharing with us.
Thank you so much, Robin, for asking questions and communicating with me this morning. I really appreciate it. And like you said, again, I, too, like to thank Miss Ann for allowing me the platform to come on her show and speak on Blog Talk Radio. And at the same time, she plants so many valuable seeds in our lives and what we currently have going on. So I would say to the audience and to listeners, you know, we are supposed to be aware and responsible for the people that we are allowed to be around us and lead us. It's our job to pick up on their spirit, and I can say that. And I thank Miss Ann for having such a great spirit, a great nurturing spirit, a great business savvy spirit, to where she's able to deposit seeds without even thinking about it. Speaking about the subconscious and unconsciously doing things, she really does it, and it's just so natural. So I just say thank you, and I've benefited a lot from the seeds that she's planted in me, you know, personally and in my business as well. It all comes full circle.
Thank you so much, Robin, for participating in the show and asking questions. And thank you, Jada, for answering those questions and, you know, giving us those great answers. We also have another caller on the line by the name of Carol Ranson. Hello. Hello, Carol. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. I just had a really quick comment. I think you ladies are doing a fantastic job of describing chapters 4, chapters 5, auto-suggestions. And I also wanted to say, you, being as young as you are, we greatly, and I'm speaking about the listening audience, particularly about myself, we are really learning a lot from you ladies at such a young
age.
Thank
you so much.
So I can only appreciate the women that you're going to be as you continue to grow older and in wisdom, because if you're studying this hard now, your life, your business, the personal development, your spiritual development, your powerhouses now. But I can only imagine who you're going to be years from now. So for my future and for the future of others around us, we greatly appreciate how you ladies have taken the time to develop yourself and to work on yourself and to accept the challenges. Also, I wanted to comment and say you're doing a great job with the show. I love it.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the comments. I think it went you went real deep, especially when you talked about developing new habits that do incorporate what Napoleon Hill felt was so very important from the book. And so I greatly appreciate it. So I did want to make that comment. And again, I do thank you.
No, I thank you, Carol, for you know, saying that. I really do appreciate that. I'm sure David does appreciate it as well.
And so I would just like to, again, just thank everybody for calling in and participating, for those who participated in today's show. And I hope you guys have really got information and have really gotten something from today's show. And hopefully you can answer the question of how do you think and grow rich? So, again, if you all could just meet us back here at the same time next week, and where we would have a different topic and just keep discussing these things of, out of the Think and Grow Rich book, because it really is a great book. You really should go get it and actually, when you get it, actually read it and actually sit here and plan for your future and for your business or whatever it is that you want to take on in the future. So, again, I'd like to thank everybody, and I hope to have you guys here next week, Saturday. Thank you.